What if you turned on the radio and there was nothing there? What if your favorite radio station was just noise? Your favorite host not there? Your music gone? These things are unthinkable to people who work in radio. We have to be there, no matter what. In the time of the pandemic, radio is doing some remarkable work. Radio is still there. I'm Paul Cross. This is Cross Talk, Media History, Commentary, and Analysis, Season 4, Episode 12. Imagine if radio disappeared. This is the first time I have started a regular episode of this show without bringing in sound. I always start with some contemporary or historic audio connecting with the episode's main issues. This time, none. In times of crisis, we need something to help maintain the structure, routine, dailiness of our life, even if activities we consider normal are no longer possible. The COVID-19 pandemic plaguing the world today is one of those times. Radio helps maintain our sense that life goes on, that the things we miss will someday return. Radio is doing a lot. To help us fill the void, with so many people working from home and missing their workplace social contact, their time with family and friends, their routine shopping and social outings, watching a live game on TV or going to the arena, stopping at a pub, going to a movie or a concert or a live performance of music or theater. Radio is talking a lot about what's on the viewing platforms, like Netflix, Prime, and Crave, where to find live streams of concerts or reruns of old sports, how to care for your family. Who's talking about radio? I will. Today, just a few highlights from radio in Toronto in the time of the pandemic. These are the kinds of stories I would expect someone studying to work in radio to be telling me. Item. Just before 8 o'clock in the morning, I hear Stu Jeffries on Boom 97.3 talking about setting up to work from home this week. His family has gone into quarantine as someone recovers. He introduces one of his sons, whom he has asked for some help, and says, "So what do you think?" His son answers, "All this equipment you have set up in the living room? It's totally outside my experience, but what you're doing is pretty cool." Wow. What a moment between a parent and teenager on a radio station aimed at parents of teenagers. Item. Less than an hour later, G98.7. The morning show sounds pieced together, but there's co-host Gemini giving her daily entertainment segment, focused today on the death of rapper Black Ripper. Several minutes long. Stories about her memories of first hearing his music, samples of two of his songs, a feature on commercial morning radio. Item. Even earlier in the morning, waking to the news talk station we use to start our day, there's John Moore on News Talk 1010 CFRB with his medical expert, Dr. Mitch Schulman. This used to be a weekly feature. Since the pandemic hit, it's been made a daily feature, usually at 7:20 in the morning. Today, it's on early, because Dr. Mitch has to suit up. He's on duty, about to start his shift in the emergency room of a hospital. Item. Every weekday, Jazz FM afternoon host Brad Barker taps in from his makeshift home studio to the extended morning show to catch up with Heather Bambrick, two friends on air together for a few minutes. Item. Radio Humber at Humber College starts a weekday feature, Band Together, a live show on air with a video stream available of a local songwriter performing in their own home. It's entertainment, sure. It's a big effort to make it happen. It offers the performer a way to be heard when there are no live shows in bars or music clubs. Maybe someone taps in and buys their music download or their merch. Sharp companies are using radio. Here's this really cool ad on morning radio urging me to call someone tonight to check up on them and say goodnight, urging us to care for each other and to sleep well, even in these troubled times. It's an ad from Sleep Country, a giant Canadian mattress store company. In times of trouble, radio is here. other media benefiting from radio's attention will probably never acknowledge it. But you and I know radio is here. This is Crosstalk. I'm Paul Cross. I study and I teach and I make and I listen to radio.